Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs.
Dear ladies.
Good
afternoon. Ontillo. Onnukchak.
Asuhitsi. Bienvenue aux célébrations.
Welcome to the celebrations of the 10th anniversary of Nunavut here at Library and Archives Canada.
My name is Giselle Jacob, and I'm president of the Royal Canadian Geographical Society, and I will be your MC throughout the day. Before we begin the afternoon's activities, I'd like to thank our host, Library and Archives Canada, for organizing this event. Two other groups were actively involved in planning today's program: the Arthur Kroger College of Public Affairs at Carleton University and Canadian Geographic, the magazine of the Royal Canadian Geographical Society. We've brought lots of copies of Canadian Geographic, our January issue celebrating Nunavut's 10th anniversary, so please make sure you pick up a copy in the entrance in the lobby. We also have copies of our map of Nunavut, hot off the press. It's an updated map of the one that we produced in our issue of Canadian Geographic 10 years ago to celebrate the beginning of Nunavut. And now it's been updated. It's in English and Inuktitut on one side, French and Inuktitut on the other. Alors je désire répéter que je...
I'd like to repeat that I thank our host, Library and Archives Canada, and the librarian archivist, as well as the people who contributed to organizing the Arthur Kroger College of Public Affairs of Carleton University, and of course the Canadian Geographic, the journal of the Royal Canadian Geographical Society. We have copies of the January issue of the magazine, as well as an updated map of Nunavut.
Thank two organizations that provided support also for this event: the Walter and Duncan Gordon Foundation and Canadian North Airlines. I'm now honored to invite Elder Suzanne Signori to officially open our gathering with the lighting of the Kudlich. Ceci sera suivi par une danse.
This will be followed by a drum dance executed by Peter Irnick, Elder.
I'm the interpreter. Is it on?
Am I on? Microphone is on.
Yeah, it's good. No, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Tema.
So, I'm just going to interpret as Signori talks to explain what the kulir is.
A kulir sunawning anik or tusayig niyang mga Signori kumagluni unikar palian yaman. I was told to talk about the Kudlik. I understand we have an interpreter on the floor, so I'll leave it at that.
It's the perfect technology for where she's from, very high in the Arctic. It's been a source of survival. When she was a very young infant and she was born in Nunavut, this was the technology that was used in her life, in her early life. It was the only source of heat and warmth, and she was never cold.
Mm-hmm.
There are bigger kudluks than this in Nunavut when they were used in the igloo exclusively as a source of heat. This is a smaller example that she's lighting and that she uses to light for ceremonial purposes. It's symbolic of the sun, the warmth of the sun, the cycles of the sun, and the return of the sun. She was just too excited a second ago talking about the qudluq, but what she really wanted to say at the beginning was to start by explaining that she was raised and born and raised in a little a small place outside of the community of Cape Dorset. From that place outside of Cape Dorset, when she was 8 years old, her family was brought up to a very remote place on the North Baffin Island, and they were relocated there for the Hudson Bay Company. So the Qudluq, you know, when she was a little girl up there in the very high Arctic, in a very strange land, a very new place for her family. They always had the qudluq. It was constant, and they made stew, melted snow, dried their clothes. All of their clothes were made of skin, so they were thick and furry, and they would dry really well by the light and the warmth of the qudluq. So she wants to thank everybody for, in the Ottawa area, she lights the qudluq for different organizations, and she really appreciates that she can share that. And she would like to close now because recognizing that time is moving on and there's more things to listen to, but she's really appreciative of the opportunity to open this ceremony for Nunavut at 10. She never thought when she came to the Ottawa area a few years ago to be with her children that she would be so embraced by the Ottawa community too, and so well respected for her role in lighting the qudluq, and she really, really appreciates that. She wants to say a prayer. That's what the process that she likes to do. No matter where you are, you always have something when you have prayer. Oh.
To English.
I wish to thank the Creator for helping us. I've lost her. I don't hear her. We look up to you, Creator, in times of need. You alone are our comforter. Whenever we are distressed, worried, unhappy, we look up to you. And in our lives, we know that we will run into a lot of problems, fears, unhappiness. We look to you only. We wish to thank you for all the peoples in this world, Inuit Kalunat. And I would like to see Inuit become more united and work more collectively as a race, nation. Because as we speak, we are so few and many are dying off. We need to be together. So I pray for your help for those things. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amma.
So you see her putting things in her back?
No, she's interpreting for her.
A beautiful way to start the afternoon. We will now.
Ullu me pivik satya valo ma ullu tya valo ne amma pita ilna pigia langa yo kilau tsarlo ne.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you. Inuit Uwanisanganit to Ilangit Upinakune.
Pleased to see so many people here. Our elder Bob Williamson, Dr. Williamson, was an MLA in Kinakubala writing in the 50s and 60s. Josie Kushugak was the president of ITK, now president of the Kubala Inuit Association. Nancy Kagata was a member of parliament for Nunavut. I am so pleased to see you all here and to see many, many Inuit here. Thank you for coming.
The purpose of them dancing, I just want to tell you that all Eskimos have moved to Edmonton. And they have been playing football ever since. And you know what? They've been winning lots of cups. I want to recognize a couple of people. Before I do that, I was born in a snow house and lived the first 12 years of my life in the snow house. In 1958, I was taken to a residential school by the Roman Catholic. And Senator Willie Adams, I said, Willie, you're easy to recognize. Ayungi. Josie Kusugak and I were sent to Chesterfield Inlet to attend Churchill Hall in 1958, where we were not allowed to speak our language. But today we're the ones who are promoting Inuit culture, language, and Josie particularly has... Josie particularly has done a lot of work in terms of standardizing Roman orthography and writing system, which is what we use today to write in Roman orthography. Hoyan Namik, Josie, for your major contribution for that. When Inuit, years ago, up to our particular period of time, when we were still living in igloos, when there was plenty of game, when there was plenty of animals, and no one went hungry, we used to build a great big igloo called Kalgiq, Kalgiq in the Eastern dialect, big igloo. We used to hold drum dances. Women used to have throat singing, finger pulling, you know, arm twist, arm wrestling and things like that, gymnastics. But drum dancing was a way to celebrate our good life. Well, today we're going to drum dance to celebrate 10 years of Nunavut, which is something that we are extremely proud of, which is something that we feel free to practice our culture and our language and our Inuit culture again in terms of drum dancing and throat singing. So we are extremely happy to be performing a few minutes of drum dancing for you this afternoon to celebrate 10 years of Nunavut success. My singer for this drum dancing this afternoon is Charlotte Kamanik. And she has traveled to places like Indianapolis, where I perform drum dancing. And we perform here on a number of occasions for important events to promote Inuit culture and as well as Inuit language. So let's have fun today, huh? Hoyan Namik. Thank you.
How mighty Lugo Suli Sini Lauri Vugo Ulo Suli Tao Vaya Ya 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 Ali anarto kapo inune ale rama ulor sulita uva ya 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 aku tuyu anguti ulor sulita uva ya 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 khuvi asulek bunga inu ne ale rama ulor sulita uva ya 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 ya
Thank you so much. I should have mentioned earlier that there are earphones. The whole day is available for simultaneous translation for you in Inuktitut, English and French. All you have to do is pick up some of the receivers in the lobby. So I see some of you have already done that, but perhaps others would be interested in doing the same thing. We're very lucky today. We have with us the Honorable Paul Okaluk. I might as well apologize now because I know I'm going to pronounce words in a horrible manner and I feel very bad about that. So I apologize right now. But we're still very honored to have the Honorable Paul Okaluk, former Premier of Nunavut and also former graduate of Carleton University, here with us today, and we're pleased that he's agreed to say a few words to the audience.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me here. Also for our gathering. Thank you very much for that. I like to recognize Inuit that are here. Thank you for participating. And rest of you who are present at this today, also my cousin, I see. And also our past MP, Nancy Lendell, Karitak Lendell. You have helped us a lot. Also, Jose Kusugak. Thank you very much for coming here.
And I was very pleased to hear my name still needs some work. Ukelep means rabbit, and my traditional name is Silkinuk, which means the sun. So it was nice to have it said in a nice way for a change, something positive about me for a change. It was nice. When you're a politician, you take anything that comes your way. I want to recognize my cousin, my first cousin, Ripak Kilabak Carlton, and also sitting next to her is Nancy Khatak Lendell, who was our first MP when we first formed government, and I must say that she was very helpful in our government, and one of our two pillars that we started with, the next one being with Josie Kusugak, who was with NTI at the time and was very instrumental in making sure that there was a smooth transition into our government. So they made my job much easier when we first formed government. It wasn't easy, but we got it done in the beginning. I must say that it's been a wonderful 10 years for me. It was a job of a lifetime, and picturing where we started and where we are today is something that I reflect upon. When I first formed government, I went to Pond Inlet early that fall in 99. And I went to see the school, to see the students. And I realized there were chairs and tables on the hallways. And I asked them, look, is the classroom being cleaned up or something? And they said, no, that's the classroom. Oh, my God, this is what we have to start with. So within a year, they had a new school. So that was my commitment towards education. And that's where we started with. And the last few years have been something that I feel that we accomplished some things, at least. Our graduation rates in high schools were up by 50% since 99. We had about 500 young people in University of College, and we had about four lawyers, Inuit lawyers. We started with one, and we have numerous nurses throughout the territory. And our economy was ahead of Alberta. So I think we made some accomplishments, but there's still way too much to do. But I'm having the time of my life being on the other side. So I appreciate my colleagues. Have fun.
Thank you very, very much. Have fun today.
Thank you very much. Il me fait plaisir maintenant de vous présenter Monsieur Ian.
I'm pleased now to introduce Mr. Ian Wilson.
Library and Archives Canada. Mr. Ian Wilson, librarian and archivist.
Thank you, merci, honored elders, distinguished visitors, ladies and gentlemen, families, artists, writers, filmmakers, photographers, others who are here to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Nunavut. It's a real honor to have you here. Once in a while, the Library and Archives gets involved in legal issues, and I have to sit down with lawyers. And recently, as we were dealing with one issue, the lawyers told me that our legislation passed in 2004 essentially allows a librarian and archivist to do just about whatever he wants. It's comprehensive legislation. I want to stretch those powers today and suggest that today, for this day, the library and archives be considered as part of Nunavut. And to say to all of you, welcome, welcome here. This is your home, and we're delighted to have you with us here today to help celebrate an important part, an essential part of Canada. We may have to modify the map over here, and we'll talk to the Canadian Geographic shortly about how we add in a little piece of Ottawa as an important part, too, of Nunavut. We're very proud to come together to celebrate the 10th anniversary and to reflect on the territory's origins, its culture, and its future. For many generations, Nunavut, the land, and its peoples have contributed significantly to Canada and have contributed towards our shared understanding of history, of diversity, and of the nature of this country. As you know, in 1994, Canada ratified the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement and the Nunavut Act, and this act was implemented on April 1, 1999. On that day, Canada celebrated its newest territory, Nunavut, the first major change to Confederation since the admission of Newfoundland some 50 years earlier. La réaction immédiate du public à la création.
The immediate reaction of Canadians to the creation of Nunavut was intense and explained by the fact that it was new and because we are all fascinated by the North. More recently, the concerns of Canadians relating to the sovereignty of the North and to climate change and its impact on Canadian North have brought back Nunavut at the forefront of our concerns. The future of the territory is a source of immediate concern for residents as well as for the governments representing those residents, as well as for the private sector and for companies exploiting natural resources there. Close to the 10th anniversary of Nunavut on April 1st, 2009, we have to take this opportunity to discuss what has happened over the past 10 years and mostly to think about what will happen over the next 10 years.
In Geographic approached Library and Archives Canada with the idea of collaborating to help mark this anniversary. The story of Nunavut is revealed in the stories of the elders and other community members, and here at Library and Archives Canada, it is reflected in our collection of photographs, of maps, of government records, of published materials, sound recordings, films, and much more. You see some on the walls around you. There is a new exhibit as well about residential schools that we're opening. But we're also very cognizant here that the documents we hold are like that thin surface of ice on a much deeper ocean. It only reflects the immediate, the recent, and the true history, the true heritage of Nunavut is far deeper and far more profound, and it's the people of that territory and of that people who know it. The Royal Canadian Geographic Society's mission is to make Canada better known to Canadians, and as readers of Canadian Geographic magazine know, they do this through award-winning reporting, photography, and cartography. As well as the shared interest in the environment and the documentary heritage of Nunavut, both Library and Archives and Canadian Geographic recognized that the territory's creation and development is also a political story, a story of individuals and communities, a story of civics and governance, and we are proud as well to be collaborating today with Carleton University's Arthur Croker College of Public Affairs to encourage a dialogue this evening on the issues that have informed the development of Nunavut. And I might just add that Arthur Croker, a distinguished public servant who died this past year, was well known here in this building as he spent a great deal of time doing research and once in a while advising me on how to survive in the public service of Canada. I want to thank the Canadian Geographic, Carleton University, but most of all I would like to thank the people of Nunavut who consulted and collaborated with us to ensure that your voices are the most prominent today, and to ensure, as I suggested earlier, that Nunavut's lands and resources today encompass all people and places who can benefit from an understanding of the language, the culture, the history, the experiences, and the people of this timeless territory. So I invite you all now to our auditorium, where I think we begin the celebration. Could I just for once encourage everyone to stay together and sit down towards the front? I know everybody likes to sit at the back, But let's sit down towards the front. Let's be a group. Let's have fun together. Thank you very much.
Nous vous invitons donc à vous rassembler dans l'auditorium.
So, would you please move to the auditorium for the start of our celebration?